15 minutes after church was supposed to start that I was supposed to speak today. And since then, I've been have a tremor in my hand and just had weird things like this water coming out of my eyes. And it's just been something that the Lord's been doing. It's not like I'm afraid to talk in front of people. I talk too much. But this is just something that I want to share. I have a garden that's in front of my house. Okay. Gary can help with that too. I have a garden that's in front of my house. I'm the only one that has a garden in front of their house. Everybody has a couple of trees or something like that. But a few years back, we had to cut some down. And in its place, I decided to put a flower garden. And the first couple of years, I took care of it really well. And it had just a stalk of flowers that grow about 3 feet high. And it kind of light up the neighborhood, and I would have my neighbor come and say, when things kind of died out, I was wondering where all my flowers went, because I was the only one that had flowers that were growing in the front yard. As time's gone on, I really haven't taken care of my flowers as the way I should. I have them come up every year, but a little bit less. Some of them there, some of them not from the year before. But ones that come up are really pretty. And I have a clump of them now growing. But I also have something else that's growing out in my garden. And it's a bunch of vines. It's not grass or other things. It's a bunch of vines. It has a skinny little stalk to them, and it gets up in everything. And it curls around these flowers as they try to grow. And went out, tried unwinding some of them. You find out that when you do, you end up ripping the flowers out. The word that we had from Scripture today was about the wheat and the tares. And the tares that are sown in. And they grow up and seem to choke out the wheat. In this case, for me, it's the flowers that seem to be getting choked out. The thing about it is, my flowers are up, maybe not as many as in years past, but the flowers are up. Those vines, even though they're long and have these tendrils that reach out and wind up, the vine's stalk on them is very, very thin. And it's easy to uproot the roots from the soil if you can find the roots. The stalks of the flowers are thick, and they're well-nourished. And so despite all those weeds that would grow up in our lives, there are flowers that grow up that are stronger than those weeds. And these are things that are given from God, because I sure didn't weed them out. The beauty that is in my front yard that is there for people to see, and the things that are in your front yards, your lives, that are available for people to see are beautiful flowers. That's one of the things about the vines that you don't see. They don't seem to flower. They just kind of grow. Those things are sown around you, not in you, but around you by the evil one. But the good things are the things of God, which are the flowers that grow. The words that we've heard here today are words of life. They're the flowers that we're seeing. So often we seem to feel down, and it's so easy to see all those little tendrils that have grown up. But they haven't choked out those flowers. Those flowers are alive in you, and they're out before men to be seen. And what we're going to do this morning is, instead of our prayer time, well, let me ask, how many people feel like they've got things wound around them? How many people feel like they have little vines wound around them that would harm them? How many people have ever felt like that? Okay. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to have folks come forward who feel that way. We also have people who aren't here, who have tendrils that are wrapped around them, people we know that have a level of suffering at home. I'm going to close what I have to say. That's all I have to say. But you do have beautiful flowers that are coming from you. Whether you realize it or not, they're there in your front yard. I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, and hope that the creation itself will be set free from the bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. These are things that you have. Freedom. If you feel like you need prayer this morning for anything, please come forward. We're going to do this instead of our prayer time. As we do it, it's just going to be a silent time. We're going to mark you with oil. If you feel like you need to be someone who's marking with oil, come forward. And we will minister to anybody and everybody. So please come forward.
That's all I have.